Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Continuing our discussion from the Shmiras Hagufa Nefesh on the questions of calling your son by the names Yehuda or Shemuel. So he brings down we discussed various aspects of this till now, and now he brings down a story, an event that happened. He says, Gam Lidvar of Tzorchin, he says, Me'a Master Shemuva B'Shas Tshuvah Shem Arieh. There's a Uva Hagos Ma'asham. The story is brought down in two places. Shebizman Amarsho Hoyasif Gedoyle Hador. In the time of the Marsho, there was a gathering, there was the conference of the Gedoyle Hador. V'dibru Oides Savos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. And one of the subjects that came up amongst the Rabbonim was the Tzavo of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. V'omad Amarsho Araglov. And we know that we know from our previous discussions that the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid left the Tzavo that nobody should be called. Nobody should call his son Yehuda or Shmuel.
What year was it?
Pardon?
What year was his son?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was an early Rishon. So let's say 1,000 years ago. And that will be Nogea to our discussion now. Okay, we'll come to it in a minute. The Omad Amashah Raglov, the Mashah himself stood up and said, Ani mibnei bonov shal Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. I am a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Uva tzavor soy kosov, and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid wrote in his tzavor, shlo yikrish mezaroi, esbenoi, loish Yehuda v'loish Shmuel, that no descendant of his should be called Yehuda or Shmuel. Va'ani shmi Shmuel, he says, my own name is Shmuel. Well, yeah, Shmuel is a marasho, yeah. So he says that, va'ani shmi Shmuel, v'shem ovi Yehuda. So I'm a descendant, and we've used both names. My father's called Yehuda, and I'm called Shmuel. So in the Shem Aryeh he says that maybe the Marsha was not, and his father were not named after Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. In other words, maybe the Hakpodah of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was that you shouldn't call your child Yehuda after his father, and you shouldn't call Yehuda after Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and you shouldn't call Shmuel after Rabbi Yehuda Chosid's father. But maybe the Marsha and his father were named after other people, and the Kavanah was not back to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. But if that's true, then why did the Marsha stand up and say, I've got a contradiction to the Tzavor of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid from my own name, if in fact he was named after someone else, and not named after Rabbi Yehuda Chosid? So it says, you could also say, I apologize. You could also suggest that, and we have suggested in the past, that maybe the Tzavor of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was only for the immediate generation, the next generation after him, when he said Lazaroi, and he didn't mean descendants many, many years later. And the Marsha was probably 500 years later than Rabbi Yehuda Chosid himself. Yeah, the dates are approximate, but there were certainly a few hundred years between them. He says, but again there comes a kasha, so why did the Marshal stand up and say, but there's a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, if he wasn't named after Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, or if the Tzavor of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid didn't apply 500 years later anyway. In which case, why is the Marshal standing up and saying, how can you say that this is the Tzavor of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid and is Neger today, when I am called, I'm called Shmuel ben Yehuda? Yeah, and he lived many generations afterwards. So he says that it could be, yeah, that the Marsha was standing up in order to make that very point. It's very difficult. He says, there isn't really a good answer, but he says it could be the Marsha was standing up in order to make that very point. The fact is that I am called Yehuda, I'm called Shmuel, and my father's called Yehuda, and we were named after Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. From there is a raya that it only applied to the first generation after Rabbi Yehuda Chosid himself, and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid didn't intend that it should apply to many generations later. It could be that that was the point that the Marsha was trying to make at the Asifa.
That mean everything Rabbi Yehuda Chosid said?
Oh, so then he goes on to discuss that, and he says no. He says, clearly many of the things that Rabbi Yehuda Chosid were intended Ladoiris. That's clear from the Loshen. That's the next point that he makes here. We haven't got the time for it. But he says clearly it's this particular one, and maybe some others that were particularly for his generation and not for later, but not necessarily all of the Tzavois.
Start your day, the Torah way in Northwest London, Monday, Hey, Cheshvan, 27th of October, Rabbi Nosson Burstein, Shlita, Avraham Avinu's journey. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Melinek, Lefertson, and Sonisum of Oshi, Melinek, Mario, and Rosenblum, Shtichy, and Chasna took place. Chasna took place yesterday. Yerotzen, Shivne, Beistam, Bishol, the Shem, Belis, Yelov. This year is also Lil Nishmas, our founder, Miyasid, Yosef Dov Ben, Reb Shimon, Michal, Tzvi, Zichron, and Livrochel.
Okay. Yes, good morning.
Good morning,
everyone. As mentioned, this is, for me, it's a very, quite an emotional, to stand here today. It's my first time I'll be speaking. If he didain or bilti nishkach, Abdudi is not with us. Experience, who could imagine? So, Zolzain, Lindun Yishmosai, Yosef Dov and Shimon Michal Tzvi, the Divrei Torah will say today. So, our subject today is the journey of Avraham Avinu. But, as an introduction, before we really get into that, I want to show you a beautiful insight in the Medrash. There's a question. It's spoken about on the Shabbos table on Parashas Lech Lecha on these parashias that when Hashem tells Avraham Lech Lecha, so we say it's a nisoyin. So what? Then the question: what is exactly a nisoyin? And he says to go. I mean, if Hashem would come to me and say, "Please go from here to there." What is listen to Hashem? Hashem comes to you and says, go? Well, what's the question? You go. Hey, this is a question, I mean, you know, in Cheder, when we come home for Shabbos, in the Shabbos sheets, we ask this question, and then there's many, many different insights and directions to explain that. But I think there's a Yesod that the Chovos Halavos writes in Shachar Cheshbon Nefesh, which is a very important, fundamental idea we have to realize and know. And he speaks directly about Avraham Avinu regarding that. So in Shachar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in Cheshbon Shiva Vesem, the 27th Cheshbon, and he has one for every day, he says, Cheshbon HaOdim Im Nafshoi Ki Shetov Yelo Avraham Begufoi. A person has to, calculate and make a Cheshbon with himself when something bad happens to him, in his body, physically, or in his possessions, or b'inyan of any challenge which happens in his day-to-day experience. So, v'yikabel akol me'aliko v'simcho, and he will accept and receive whatever Hashem sends his way with happiness. V'yizboil sevel roitze b'din alikim, he will carry or accept or suffer, or more like accept and carry this burden which Hashem has put on him, roitze b'din likim. He wants the din of the Rabbeinu Shleim. He's interested. V'loy sevel miskatze v'gzeirosu, but not someone who is, suffering, and he's upset and angry maybe, and aggravated with the decree that was put upon him. He was put into a situation where, he has to do it, but and it's happening, he doesn't really have a choice, but he's not very happy, and he shows it. And it's visible on his whole conduct, and on his moods. But that's something we have to make a cheshbon nefesh with. A person has to know when something happens to him, he has to accept it b'simcha. That's k'voshenem avi, chikisi l'Hashem, I'm master ponov, mi beis Yaakov. I'm waiting for Hashem who has hid himself from Beis Yaakov, but kivisiloi, I'm yearning to him, even though he's being masked upon him, we're still best friends, I'm waiting, I'm hoping, I'm looking forward. He'll curse and he'll be upset and be angry with Hashem. So, that's the cheshbon, but now that's what he says. V'da ochi, you should know, ki ha'esen nisyoinoi shenisa ha'mokim sa'avrom avinu, those 10 nisyoinois that Avraham was challenged with, lo yohinu mishapkim lo yom doi behem. We would not praise and mention the greatest Avraham Avinu that he stood by steadfast in these challenges. Would it not be for the fact that not only did he do it, but he did it with such affection, with such love and simcha and happiness, accepting whatever the Boreh sends his way, we would not praise him. So it's not relating to that Avraham did what Hashem told him to do. That's not the issue. There was no doubt that Avraham Avinu will do what Hashem tells him to do. What's the question? But it's Matos Lavoi Neemon. His heart, he did it with his full heart. He did it with simcha. He did it as a privilege, as an opportunity, and all that goes with that. You know, a parent tells his child, Yanki, take out the rubbish. Yeah, mom, I'll do it. 10 minutes later, Yanki, the rubbish is there, it's in my way, take out the rubbish. Yeah, mom, I'm coming. Then he comes down finally. He takes out the rubbish. Yeah. No, it's an opportunity to tell the rubbish. Hey, mom, I'm here to take it. That's exactly. Sometimes we have to, the bunch of them sends us our way. Take out the rubbish. We prefer to do maybe something more, you know, enjoyable. Sometimes take out the rubbish. That's the job the Baruch Hashem gives us to do. Our avoider, zotil chos avoves, and our cheshem we have to make is how we do it. Not just to take it out with a grudge, with a face, you know, with our nose in the ground. No, with simcha, and accept it, that we're happily, that we're doing the rotzen of the Baruch Hashem. I heard once, we say in Pesuk de Zimra, Hashem pokiachivrim, Hashem atre asurim, Hashem oyev tzadikim. Interesting. Oyev tzadikim? We all have tzadikim. Look at all the papers, look how everyone's running to tzadikim, and all the pictures that everyone loves tzadikim. Look how much money the tzadikim make. Everyone loves tzadikim. I heard once, one of the rabbis was saying that, I think he said the same to the Shatzerov, that yes, we all love tzadikim, that as long as it goes along with what we would like them to say and what to do. But what happens if the tzaddik tells you something which you're not so happy to hear? How much you love the tzaddik then? It's not so simple. But Hashem, oyev tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzer, tzaddik goyzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kain. Hashem says one thing, the tzaddik says, I think it should be different. Whoa, Hashem should say, oh, hey, excuse me. Hashem oyev tzaddikim, you know tzaddikim even then. So that's the godness of that to love a tzaddik. So he was with the gzeir of the Rebbein Shalem, when Hashem sends us a challenge, it's not just to do, that's not the question to do, it's how we're going to do it. We do it with simcha, with acceptance, with passion, just like we do a mitzvah, something we love to do. That's one thing, it's a basis, I think it's a fundamental yesod. I want to show you a medrash, mamash, the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, the first medrash on the parasha, which needs a little bit of explanation. So, Parash Lamates, first shtickle in Medrash Rabbe Lech Lecha. Vayem Hashem al Avraham Lech Lecha Me'atzo. Reb Yitzchak posach with a posach in Tehillim. Shimi vas uri vati oznech v'shichichi ameich uveisovich. So, obviously, he understood that Shimi vas is Avraham Avinu. It's referring to Avraham Avinu, and here the Melech is repeating what Hashem told Avraham to leave Choron and to go to Eretz Yisrael. So how did the pasuk say Shimi Vas, Uri Vati Ozev Shichi Aver Amecho Veser? Very nice. So question number one: what exactly did Rabbi Yitzchok see in this pasuk? The insight, I guess, the Melech by bringing this pasuk gave insight in the pasuk. He added something in the pasuk which is not obvious. Which he, you know, maybe we didn't realize when we read the pasuk Lech Lecha Me'atzo. That's number one. And then the message goes further. Rabbi Yitzchok posach. Weiter. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. That's the next line. Moshe le'echot shohoyoy v'mokim l'mokim. Someone who was, you know, passing through. He was going from place to place. He was traveling. He was on a voyage. V'ro birach z'lekes. And he saw a palace, a mansion. Was doilekis, literally burning or lighting. Omar, toima shabira zubloimanik. Can we say that this palace has no owner, no master. Someone who, you know, takes care of it. Hates it's all of Balabiro, the Balabiro. Look down at him, opens, you know, the window shades, open the window and says, hey, hello, here I am, don't worry, I'm here. Anu Balabiro. Avram said, could it be that there is no one conducting the world, no one taking care of this world? I'm the master of the world. So I don't know if you've ever heard this marshal before. I don't remember when I first heard it, but it goes back many, many years. And if I'm not mistaken, it was brought to as a marshal to explain when Avraham Avinu recognized that there's Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Rabbeinu Shloimeh revealed him to show. And we know Avraham's journey. He used to serve the sun. Then the sun went down, so he served the moon. Then the moon went down. And on and on and on and on. He went through a whole process. When did this happen? How old was Avraham Avinu? So he was 3 years old. He was 48 years old. But here in Lech Lech, how old was Avraham Avinu? 70? 75. Avraham and Shimshon, Chayshon, and Zeis, and Mechorah. So what does this marriage have to do with in Parashat Lech Lecha? What's the shaykes to Parashat Lech Lecha? This is something which should have been in Adam Noach. You have to urkaz them. Lechari, that's when it happened. He kills Boirei. Ben Sholoi, Ben Aboi Mishmoina, but he was 75. What happened in Lech Lecha that Hitzel Balabiro? Well, maybe it's not Frank. So someone told me no, because Lech Lecha is when we first introduced Avraham Avinu. So the marriage then tells everything that happened to him even his premier before Lech Lecha. It's not mashma. That's number one. And also, Sam, very, very interesting. When do we use a marshal? When do you use a marshal? The marshal you use when you have a certain concept, a certain idea, it's a little bit complicated to understand, it's a little bit abstract, it's something which we're not used to understand. Oh, you have a lot of questions. The Magen Dublin, when you use a marshal, you have tons of kashes, but it's a marshal to have a fan for all the kashes. You have to have something which is difficult before. So let's read it again. Rabbi Yitzchak Posach, Shimi Vas Rivati Oznech, Shichi Yamech Beisovich. Beautiful. Rabbi Yitzchak, Moshal. What's the Moshal coming for answer? What's difficult? What's the problem? What, who needs this Moshal Bechlal? It's a beautiful story. You can say over your Shabbos table to the Ingelach, the Kinderlach, and the Meidlach. Very nice. But what is it coming to for answer? Why did Rabbi Yitzchak see it as a continuation of his psicha? What does it have to do here? Those are three kashes. Stop. To understand what was the Posach from Tehillim, changing in our understanding of the Pasuk in Lech Lecha, and then what, when did this marshal exactly take place? Hitzel Balabiro, we would think it happened when he was 3 or 48, it seems it's in Lech Lecha when he was 75. And third, what was Shver, what was the difficulty that Rabbi Yitzchak needed this marshal to explain? Okay. So we'll go back to kindergarten and Cheder. Another question everyone asks, I'm sure you'll hear it, the table, your children, your grandchildren, why does it say in the Pasuk, Me'atzcha mulatcha beisovicha? Hey, something's strange here. Usually when you walk and you go out, you travel out, you first leave your father's home, then you leave your hometown, and then you leave the land. And here in the Pasuk, it says the opposite, reverse direction. It says, Artzecho, Mulatcho, Beisavicho. Yes. A lot of tarots. You'll hear all the I'm sure a lot of tarots. It matters which Moisid the kid learns in, whatever. But this is the Kasha Rabbi Yitzchak had. Rabbi Yitzchak had a Kasha in the Posuk. Why does it say, Artzecho, Mulatcho, Beisavicho? It should be reversed. It says, Rabbi Yitzchak, a Posuk in Tehillim. And listen closely what the Posuk says. Shimivas, listen, Uri and see. Vati ozech, and you know, turn your ear. V'shichechi ameichu beisovich. Doesn't say go, it says forget. What's the difference between going and forgetting? Going is physical. You pick yourself up and you go. I go from one room to the next. Shichechi, I can even stand in the same place. But I have to forget it. It's something more emotional, spiritual, whatever you call it. It's something which is not in the realm of physicality. So what David Melech is adding be'etzem, that in the tzivi of Lech Lecha, wasn't a physical yitzir. It wasn't to go physically from place A to place D. It's true as well. Oh, but the point was, not to go physically. It was to forget. What does it mean to forget? To disconnect. To close that page, your chapter in your history, forget it completely. It never happened. You have no shaykes, no connection to it. It doesn't influence you anymore. Has nothing to do with you. Forget it. Forgetting, avada de seder is, what's more difficult? Shaykes, I won't eat shawarma. It's only kebab, kabub, whatever, it's, all these things, they are in that tadre. So I won't eat that. Artzacha, moratcha, in my hometown, no, I won't. Yeah, I'll forget my hometown. But base ovi? Mama's, cuisine? How can I forget that? So avada, if it's forgetting, if it's a spiritual and emotional disconnection, the seder is correct. First, the easiest is artzacha, who cares? Nez mulatko, and finally, the most difficult is Beis Havicho. So Rabbi Yitzchak is bringing this posuk to give us insight what was the be'etz and the nature of the yitzia. It wasn't a physical yitzia, it was an emotional, right? And Ruchni is like a spiritual yitzia. Okay. But now there's a big kasha, a very big kasha. Because Bishleima, I can understand, if Hashem is telling Avraham Avinu, listen, you're destined to have an Am Yisrael, and the land they're going to get is Eretz Yisrael. And that's where I want you to have your children. I want Yitzchak to be oiled to me, to never should leave Eretz Yisrael. I need you physically to go from A to B. I need you to leave Choron, go to Eretz Yisrael, because that's where everything's going to happen to you. Physically, that's where it is. We're in a physical world. If something has to happen in B, we got to get there. You know, Shlomo HaMelech, the person had to die in a certain place. And so Melech, by trying to avoid it, he was instrumental in getting exactly where he had to be. That's the way things are. You have to be in a certain place. But if Rabbi Yitzchak now is proving from the Seder of the Psukim that it's not really a physical yitzia, and it's an emotional and spiritual yitzia, here we have a big kasha. One second. It's a nefesh asher asu b'choron. Avraham Avinu was a self-made man already. He built himself to such enormous, you know, levels. He fought Nimrod. He was Moise Nafshi for the Rebbein Shlom already. And he had the big Moises. He has institutions for Kirov. As a nefesh Osh Bechoron. Avraham Agayis Anoshim. Solom Agayis Anoshim. He had his future, you know, written out for him. We'll make bigger Moises and bigger. Shem says, no, I want you now to take everything and go to Eretz Yisrael, spiritually. What? Where, what's felt at Rome him spiritually? Why an emotional? He has to disconnect. He's so disconnected from his father. He broke all his father's idols. You know, boom, 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 boom. You know what that to do such a thing? So he was such a high stature of spiritual already. What was Hashem telling him? Spiritual, I need to disconnect from Beis Avicho, Malatro, Be'altzcho. That's a big kasha. We have to understand what is the reason Hashem spiritually felt that he had to leave. And here comes the motion. Let's see. What does it mean, Biro de Lekis? So, if you take Rashi here, there's a Pirush Rashi here, I don't know where it comes, I have a direct on the Medrash, what's a leak, I don't know. But he says, Rosh Shemayim Vaoretz, Rosh Shemesh Bayoyim, V'yorech Balaylo. So you see, he's referring to that where we know that he was in his search, his exploration, who owns the world, who created the world, is the creator. He saw a sun, he saw a moon, and he saw stars. So he learned the lekes as functioning. He came to a palace, and all the lights were on, all the air conditioners was running, and he saw smoke coming out of the chimney, means the cooking, the heating, but he saw no one. He saw no owner. He didn't see the master of who owned this whole property. What's going on here? He was interested. He was curious. That would have to refer to the period of when he was 3 years old, 48 years old. That's one shot in the lekes. But the other unfortunately explained the lekes something else completely. The lekes means burning. Imagine you come to the White House. Yeah? And beautiful building. You have the West Wing, the East Wing. It's so, well, It's balanced.
Symmetrical,
that's the word, thank you, Yankee. And all of a sudden you see, the East Wing is being destroyed.
See what?
The East Wing is being destroyed. See, bulldozers tearing out the building. The Lancas, it's burning, it's burned down. The East Wing is being destroyed. And you run out and you say, hey, what's going on here? Where's the owner? There's vandalism here. The people are destroying the East Wing. So the president, Mr. Trump, he opens, he says, he just gets back from Malaysia. He says, don't worry, we're making a grand ballroom here. Don't worry about it. It's being taken care of. There's a plan. Just a muscle to give you an idea. But imagine you're going, it's a beautiful building, and there's a fire. No fire engines. No one's coming. No one cares. Robbie Durekis, it's burning. What's going on here? Bobby says, don't worry, we're taking care of it. Moshe Rabbeinu Zogin Chazal. Rabbeinu knew there was a Rabbeinu Shloilam. Many, many years already, he knew there was a Rabbeinu Shloilam and he served the Rabbeinu Shloilam. But he had questions. He had different doubts in the Hanogo of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The Rabbeinu was so strong, so great, so magnificent, whatever. So why is there a Mabul? Couldn't he do it a different way? Why is there Enosh? The Hitzivis is half the world, where a third of the world was destroyed in Enosh. And he saw all things happening in the Hanoga, the way the Rebbeinu Shlom conducts the world, which didn't make sense. If you want a world, so why are you creating it and destroying it? You want a world, and then you have to do it. He had shyness in Amunah, in his level. Doubts in the Hanoga of the Rebbeinu Shlom. So he had spiritual questions here. So Rebbeinu Shlom told him, that's the burning. He saw a beautiful palace and it was burning. It was being destroyed. So he had questions. Why? Why are you doing it? He didn't know that he wants to make an insurance claim. But okay, it's whatever. But, so the Baal says, don't worry. I have a plan. Avraham had questions. He knew that there's a Rebbeinu Shlom. He believed in Rebbeinu Shlom. He fought for the Rebbeinu Shlom. He was Moisa Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's no doubt. And no doubt whatsoever. But he wanted to understand, Rebbeinu Shlom, please, take me in, bring me, and explain me, that I should understand. Because when you understand, you can become closer. Of course, we have to believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom, we have to accept, like the Chabad Lubavitch says, Behava, but we're all human. And definitely, when we finally, let's say something happened to us last week, a year ago, whatever, and how we see the outcome, how it all worked out for the best, that's Mechazik HaAmunah. We get to know Rebbeinu Shlom better. We get closer to Rebbeinu Shlom. That's our whole foundation of our Amunah. You can't just have Amunah Tmima not based on something which you experienced in the past. Everyone experienced. It's our job to observe and to realize. But of course our Amunah is based on facts. We know Rebbeinu Shlom because how can you say it's not Rebbeinu Shlom? Just look at yourself and there's Rebbeinu Shlom. So you definitely have to see the goodness and the way the Rebbeinu Shlom conducts the world. So Mamele, if you have questions and you're able to understand, even more you come close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So I don't want to become close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. You want to understand the Hanoga. What's going on here? Building, destroying, how? Where is this going to bring the world to its perfection? How is this going to work? So Hitzlov Balabiro. You want to understand. You want to be part of my inner circle. Right? To understand my decisions and how things work. Lech lecho, me'altzecho, molatcho, me'beis avicho. I'm sorry for that. You'll have to disconnect even further away. You'll have to go to a higher spiritual level. You'll have to even disconnect. You're a great man already, but I need you to come to Eretz Yisrael. Come to my house. Come to my office. The manager says, you want to understand that why Bira de Lekes? Come to my office, and I'll explain it to you. Lech lechom, altchom, latchom, besavicho. That's what's going on here in Parshas Lech Lecho. This revelation, the goal, ma'altchom, latchom, besavicho, to come to Eretz Yisrael, was because he saw Bira de Lekes. It's Maduri Klaafl. So we'll just review this quickly. So Rabbi Yitzchok started the parasha with a question. The Seder of the Psukim is not in the right order. Usually you go Me'savicho, Me'altcho, Me'altcho. He was Me'yashiv, he answered that question with the Pasuk in Tehillim. V'shichichi Amechu Be'savich, where the Noah says first, Amechu Be'savich. It's not a physical Yitzhiyah, it's a spiritual and emotional Yitzhiyah, and therefore the Seder is perfect. First you will disconnect from your Altzecha emotionally, then you disconnect from your Altzecha emotionally, and then you finally do the final thing, you disconnect emotionally from your Beis Avicho. Beautiful. But then we have a question, why was it necessary? It was physically, that's the destiny of Am Yisrael is to be in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak's Oyel Tivan never leaves Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Hashem Lekecho. Mereshit, you know, Ein Hashem Lekecho Tomid. It was physical, you understand. But now that we've proved that it's a spiritual, emotional disconnection, we have a kasha. Why did he have to go? Why? He was such a big Odom Godel with all his, what he's done already, where he was, why did he have to go? And so he brings the moshel to explain that Avraham Avinu wanted to understand the pnimius and soidos hanogo of the Rebbeinu Shloya. Moshe says, you want to come that close to me, you'll have to come to my office, come to my land, come to my place, lech lecho, and disconnect even more further away from all the influences of Beis Avicho, Arzcho, Molatcho, Beis Avicho. That's the very good pshat here in this medrash. So, the lessons I take from this, and whoever wants to join me can join. The first of all, what the Chazal Baba says, that we have challenges, but we can't just do it in the level as we were kids, with children, younger, where we did it. Mom, you told me to do this, you want to do it? I did it. That's not enough. We have to work on ourselves to accept what the Rebbeinu wants us to do it with simcha, you know, with passion, the way, you know, to accept it properly. That's number one. I want to add just an interesting Gabi Nakud of the Chorus of Avos, where Chorus of Avos writes at the end, and that shtickle he writes, very strong Lashon. He says, Vasevel Atoy Midah Toiva, someone who accepts the Lashon of Hashem is a very good Midah. Vasevel Shibolov Murchach Boy, but the Sevel that a person, he does it as being forced into it, and no choice. Ein Leba'olov Schachor, there is no reward for that. And there's no kapora for that yisur, which is a very, very sharp, you know, lotion to accept. So many years ago, I asked my Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Tzeinvirt, is aloha like this? Is that the way it works? I mean, wow, that's very scary. So he quoted a vort from Rav Shamshon Maslopoli. There's a Gemara in Broches. The Gemara says, means Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan learns, where do we know that Yisroel is Mamakon Avinu Yisroel Shalodah? The Gemara in Dafei, in Broches, Rabbi Yochanan brings that we learn out from Shen Vayin. We know there's a loch, if you have Eved Knani, a slave, and his master knocks out his tooth, his eye, or Echad Mechol Davul Rosh Yevorim, he goes out free. Okay, so Ma Shen Vayin, Shem Echad Mechol Shalom, it's only one organ, Eved goes out free, Yisroel in Mamakon Kol Gufoy, it affects the whole body, Avadi, he goes free. So what's the connection? The Mashal says that last week's parasha, we know that at Chom was cursed, that his descendants should be avodim. So it's because of an aveira. So that Eved Knani, who had a minute chelik of that repercussion of that aveira, when he's gets shevayin, he's machap on his chelik and he can go out free. He's resolved of that oinish of that aveira. It's a mashal from plats. In any case, the Gemara learns out from shevayin that yisurim are machap. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokhi says for different bris melach. We know we have to put salt on the bonus. Uma melach, it mematik es abosor, af yisur mematik im avonei shalotim. That when you put on salt, it extracts the blood, as we know, that's why we do melicha. So also yisur extracts all the, you know, the bad, and the bad stuff takes out. So what's an afkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish? If you learn from Shen Vayin, or learn from Melach. Zokta Rav Shamshon Rav Spoli, is a big difference. Shen Vayin is only when the master knocks out his eye or his tooth. But let's say he went to the market for his master, and he got into a fight with someone, and had a fist fight, a boxing, and he boxed him and gave him a good knock, and he knocked out his tooth. It doesn't go to Cheres. It's only when the Odin does it. Right? Okay? But Melach, it doesn't make a difference who puts on the salt. If it's the mashgiach, or it's the whoever, if the salt is put on properly, it's mamarik. So Zokim Shem Shmoyin is a big nafkemina. If you learn out from Shen Vayin, it's only if the master does it. So it's only when a person is makir and acknowledges that the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving you this yisurim. But if he thinks it's just it's a mikre, one way mechapa. But if you learn it from Melach, it doesn't make a difference. Yisurim, mamarikin, noichel, whatever happens, you do accept, you don't accept it, it's mamarik. So the Chavis Lovitz, Mashmi learns like Rabbi Yochanan, that No good. You must recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam and accept it. But if you think it's he did it or Yana did it, it's not going to work. So Rishon Shmuel says it's a pasuk. V'gam shomati yisnakas bnei Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam says in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, I heard the cry, the screaming of bnei Yisrael. Asher Mitzrayim ma'avidim oisam, and they don't recognize that I'm doing it. And they think it's the Mitzrayim are causing it. So therefore, the Chayil of Rabbi Yochanan, sorry, you lost it. There's no schar. Vo'ez Chayil is Brisi. I remember Bris Melach. Because I pass and I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, like Rish Lakish of Bris Melach. And therefore it'll work. It'll be perfect. And I'm going to come and save them. Shem Shem Rastapoli. This is a Shem Yikom Domai, Mekdoishit Tachtat. Shem Rastapoli, I'm a Kubal HaGodol. So that's what he says. So the choir, it shouldn't help. So all the choir seems he holds in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever told me that Shimshon Spoli holds differently, he also holds that in Voynich and Paskin, the rest goes BC. In any case, definitely Yisurim are a help and they do the job. But Avada, it's a mila, and we can benefit much more if we accept the Yisurim like we should. And just to tell you, the next shtickle in the Medrash, it says that Avraham Avinu, before and after, before he left Choron, and when he came to Israel. The Moshe about the another Moshe, if you had a bottle of perfume, when Avraham Avinu was in Choron, it was closed. But when he came to Israel, it was open, and he was shaking him, Lech Lecho. So the difference is that before, all that we know about Avraham Avinu in Choron, the Nefesh, the Choron, and Ukazim was just like the influence was very small. When he left that soul, his life started, he was influenced the whole world where we know Christ with everything. So when we have challenges, sometimes you're in for big things to happen, and it's going to change for the betterment of Hashem. So Hashem will help that we should have the right seichel to accept our challenges properly, with simcha, with levav, and with zeicha, to grace the zach and the mashiach, to kain, and the woman. Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay, cool. Got some.